Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Masech the Zerven, Perig Vav, Mishnah Yud. Once again, we have two courtyards, a back courtyard that has no access to the street or an alleyway. They have to come through an outside courtyard to get to the street. Shachach echad menachitzayin, of someone from the outside courtyard forgot v'lo yerev and didn't join the Erev. Hapnimis muteris, the inside courtyard is mutter. They can say, we disassociate ourselves from you, we have an Erev. Vachitzayin asur, and the outside one is asur, because like any courtyard where one of the members forgot to join the Erev, it's asur. Min hapnimis, but if someone from the inside courtyard forgot to join the Erev, v'lo yerev, Shtei and Asurais, then both courtyards are Asur. As explained in the previous Mishnah, because the people from the inside walk through the outside, so in a way they're like part of the outside, they have rights to the outside courtyard, and if they are coming from a base where they don't have an Erev, and they don't have an Erev because one person forgot, so their Erev is not good, then they Asur the outside. That's called Regel Hu Asura B'Mekayma. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Nas Nu Eruvan B'Makimecha. Let's say the two courtyards decided to get together. They have one Erev, and they place the Erev in the outside one. B'Makimecha means the outside one, because that's the place where they're all joined. Even the inside courtyard, they have like rights to the outside courtyard, because they come through over there. Okay, so again, the two courtyards join together, and they physically place the Erev in one of the houses in the outside courtyard, the one that has access to the street. Now, if one person is going to forget, bein menapnimis, whether he's from the back courtyard, the inside courtyard, bein menachetzayna, or from the outside courtyard, it makes no difference. If one of the residents forgot v'loy erev and didn't join the erev, shteyen asuras, they're both asur. But didn't we say before that if someone from the outside courtyard forgot, the inside courtyard can say, okay, so we're separate, we have nothing to do with you? Not in this case, they can't disassociate themselves from the outside courtyard because the Erev is in the outside courtyard. If they're going to disconnect themselves from the outside courtyard, they're disconnecting themselves from the Erev. But if you place the Erev in the inside courtyard and someone from the outside forgot to join the Erev, then the inside courtyard can say, and that's kind of the lashon of the Gemara, listen, we're closing the door, so we're separate. They have their Erev. Zakna Mishnah Vayter Vim Hayushal Yechidim. Let's say both the back courtyard and the front courtyard only have one person living there. So really, if I'm the only one in a chatzar, I don't need an Erev. Now, if I wanted to, I could join the next courtyard, depending on the circumstances, and make an Erev. Now, I would have thought maybe in this case, where I have one person living in the back courtyard, one person living in the front courtyard, maybe they have to make an Erev. Why? Because, after all, the inside person is coming through the outside to get to the street, so he's like part of the outside. So it's as if you have two people over here, and two people do need an Erev. Zakta Mishnah, Vim hayu shel yechidim, if each of the courtyards belong to one person, einan tzrichan le'arev, they don't have to make an Erev. Everyone can carry in his own courtyard, because they're only one person, or one family. And even though the person from the inside is going to have to walk through the outside to get outside, but remember what we learned. If you are a regal hamatura b'makayma, meaning to say, if I'm coming from a base where it's mutter for me to carry, the fact that I pass through your courtyard does not aser you, even though I can't carry in your courtyard. So once again, Zakta Mishnah. Somebody from the outside forgot and didn't join the area. The inside can say, listen, we're separate. You people on the outside, for you it's aser. If someone from the inside forgot and didn't join the area, they're both aser. Being that they have rites of passage, so we said, if you come through and you're coming from a base that has no Erev, you answer the outside as well. If they put their Erev in the outside one, then even if someone from the outside forgot to join the Erev, the inside is Usr. They can't disassociate themselves from the outside. They don't have the Erev. The Erev is in the outside one. If the two courtyards belong to individuals, then there is no need at all for them to make an Erev. Each one can carry in his own chatzar. And once again, the person from the inside, even though he's passing through, does not create a problem, being that it's mutter for him to carry in his home base.